study is required under Oregon's Constitution, and it basically balances the books between trucks and cars, and the report is provided to the legislature, who adjusts the tax rates to make sure that each segment of highway user is paying their fair share.
Bob, when you say that they adjust the tax rates, share with me, if you would please, what that means.
I don't see the gasoline price going up or down, nor the diesel price going up and down. Is it in fees? Is it on the pump? Tell me where it's at.
Mr. Chairman, historically, we've adjusted the weight mile tax. 1999, we adjusted the weight mile tax down by 12.3%, which was the result of that biennium's cost allocation study. The next two studies basically said, or the next study said, and the cars and trucks were in balance, so there was no adjustment necessary by the legislature. And the most current study, the adjustments were taken into consideration in House Bill 2041, which was the transportation funding package. So it was incorporated there.
And what was the effect of the weight mile?
Actually, there was a credit provided to the trucking industry of $5.4
million. And then, and how was the credit allocated? Was it in weight mile?
Actually,
or in fees?
In that particular bill, we made adjustments to registration fees, we made adjustments to weight mile tax, and we made adjustments to fees generally. And that $5.4 million was essentially spread across the board.
And is it anticipated then, as a result of the adjustments in 2003 through House Bill 2041, that we will come back and adjust, that we'll take a look at fees and licenses? I recognize that historically, from 1999 forward, it's been a weight mile adjustment.
Sure.
What are we going to do in the future, do you think?
You know, that's entirely up to the legislature and based on the results of the study. And the study comes out with percentages and says cars should pay this much and trucks should pay this much. And the legislature has the prerogative of adjusting either one, quite frankly. Like I say, though, historically, what they have done is adjusted the weight mile tax because there are fewer taxpayers that are actually impacted by that adjustment than there would be if you adjusted gas tax or auto registration fees.
Thank you. Mr. Bridges?
Yes. For the record, D.E. Bridges, Executive Director of the Oregon Forest Products Transportation Association. We're the log truckers, chip truckers, lumber truckers. I have very short testimony. I just came up here to say me too.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bridges. Questions, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bob, about 20 years ago, how did they set this formula? I heard it was like sort of over coffee downstairs at Cafe Today.
It was a little more specific than that. They had scratchings on the back of the napkin.
You know, Oregon has the longest history in the nation of conducting cost allocation studies. I believe we did the first one in 1937. And the Department of Transportation, prior to the last three biennia, conducted all of those studies. Certainly the sophistication of the studies has improved over those years. I think that when we put the requirement that the state conduct the studies and the legislature make the adjustments based on the studies in the Constitution, it changed the equation a bit. Before, it was an advisory study that was provided to the legislature, and the legislature was not required to act. Today, that's different. Legislature is required.
Follow up, Senator? Thank you very much. We appreciate your testimony and your support. Mr. Marsh? Mike Marsh?
Well, he just went down the hall. Rob just went down the hall.
Yeah,
he was walking with me.
Okay. Mike, welcome. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Chair. Appreciate your time. I'm Mike Marsh from ODOT.
You just almost didn't get a budget passed yesterday, I see, on the House floor.
It was a rather interesting discussion. I saw that.
Did you see your paycheck flash before your eyes?
Well, we'll see it move on to the Senate now, hopefully, Mr. Chair. Thank you for your time today. I did want to indicate basically that we're having no issue with this bill. The bottom line is that this moves the study on a statutory basis from wherever it might be. It's been both at ODOT and at Department of Administrative Services. This puts it at Department of Administrative Services, which is a good statement policy-wise because it says that there's an arm's-length relationship between the study and the people who receive and the department that receives the revenue. So we don't have a concern with that. It's consistent with the budgets that have been passed out or on their way to being passed out in terms of the Department of Administrative Services and ODOT. So I'm just here to ask and answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you very much. We welcome Representative Johnson. Mike was sharing with us that he saw his whole life flash before his eyes as the transportation budget just almost went down yesterday, Representative Johnson.
I'm not exactly sure that's what I said, but I'm sure the chair is correct.
It's fortunate he's very young and can't remember everything that he said, but it didn't have much to flash before his eyes because his life has been so young and short.
Well, I've earned each one of these, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Mike. Any further questions for Mr. Marsh? Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
We will now open a work session on Senate Bill 474. Dallas, its recommendation to legislative fiscal?
Legislative fiscal has no recommendation on this, sir. There is no budgetary impact.
Okay. Senator Devlin now moves Senate Bill 474 to the full committee, full joint committee with the due pass recommendation. Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Senator Devlin, will you carry that to the full and to the Senate, please? Perhaps, is there others that would prefer to carry that to the Senate, do you think? Senator Starr, or, I mean, he was...
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe staff could check. I'll just carry it at the full, and if somebody else wants to carry it.
Okay, thank you very much. And the House, we'll make the same determination in the House. I can go to the House and call you. Okay. Let's find out if there are Representative Brown or someone else that is involved in the transportation end of it. I'd be delighted to represent you. With that, General Government is adjourned.
Thank you.